As heavy rains move into the region, geologists are watching the Oregon side of the Columbia River Gorge. This summer's wildfires have made slopes that are already prone to landslides even more treacherous. Correspondent Anna King reports from near Troutdale.
Bill Burns would rather not be here with me. It
definitely made me nervous.
He's worried about the gorge's burned areas, plus rocks, mud, and a healthy side of rain. He just knows too much. But he's here now, near the community of Dodson and this particular basalt boulder.
That's pretty big, right? It's almost the size of a small car.
Burns is a top engineering geologist for the state of Oregon. He's an expert on landslides. In 1996, right here, mud buried I-84, the train tracks, and flooded into the Columbia, halting river traffic. This Prius-sized boulder came down from the hillsides above, and here it still sits, a sort of ominous reminder.
So imagine something like that coming at you at 30, 40 miles an hour inside of, basically a wall of mud. Not much is going to survive.
Burns says the gorge is extra prone to landslides. There's basalt cliffs mixed with softer soil, all married with huge rainfall. Burns busts out his deeply scratched field iPad. He shows me a map. The slopes where we're standing are lit up in bright colors. They indicate landslides have happened all around here before. And in the last decade, with new technology, scientists are seeing way more old landslides than they ever knew existed.
There's thousands of them in Oregon, so I can't name them all.
At Multnomah Falls, the lodge is still closed. So is the historic highway that gets people there. Wildfires burned off much of the moss and other vegetation that kept the basalt cliffs around the falls stable. Rachel Pollitz is with the U.S. Forest Service. She says it's not immediately clear how dangerous this whole area is.
So Oneonta is a good example of how you might come here and see some green trees and think it's safe, but higher up in the watershed, it's one of the most badly burned areas, which is why we know that it's got that risk for debris jams, floods, and other things to come down through the creek.
But perhaps most worrying is where the rocks meet the road. In one spot along Interstate 84 in the Columbia Gorge, a tide of recently fallen rubble appears tumbled, like half-blended margarita ice cubes, all the corners knocked off.
So the location we're at here, this is Shell Rock Mountain.
I've scrambled behind Stephen Hay. He's an engineering geologist for Oregon's Department of Transportation. It's his job to keep this major east-west corridor safe from landslides, rockfall, and debris flows. About 23,000 vehicles pass through a day, another 4,500 on the Columbia River Highway. To protect the highway, the state and feds have piled massive sandbags along one edge and closed one lane to traffic. But seeing what the mountain is capable of, you wonder whether it's enough. Take the recent tree toboggan.
We had a tree that was on fire come down the slope, and it ended up going through our retaining wall along here.
Hayes says that burnt tree picked up so much speed, it went through all the eastbound lanes of I-84 and pushed the center barrier, too. Just before we leave, I stare up at this massive mountain of freshly churned rocks. It's just one spot on the interstate. There are thousands of burned acres in the gorge, and more rains are coming. I'm Anna King, outside of Troutdale.